Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Why is the Euphrates River drying up? Could this be the unfolding of a Bible prophecy written thousands of years ago? In our quest for answers, let us seek to understand the deeper meanings behind this significant change. We will journey together through the scriptures and contemporary observations, unraveling the mysteries of the Euphrates and its role in the unfolding narrative of the end times. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, the Euphrates River, a ribbon of life that has meandered through the pages of history, is now capturing our attention in a most extraordinary way. In recent years, we have witnessed this mighty river's waters receding, a phenomenon that beckons us to ponder deeply. We must understand that the Euphrates River is not merely a geographical entity, but it is also a pivotal symbol in biblical prophecy. Revelation 16, verse 12 guides our focus, and it tells us, "Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared." This profound scripture not only captures a significant moment in biblical prophecy, but also challenges us to reflect on the signs of our times. Are we witnessing mere environmental shifts? Is it climate change? Or are these events part of a greater divine plan unfolding before our very eyes? Let us seek discernment and understanding, looking at the world through the lens of God's Word and His ultimate purpose for humanity. As we explore the significance of the Euphrates within the context of biblical prophecy, let us also open our hearts to the wisdom and insights that emerge from the intersection of Scripture, history, and the prophetic destiny that awaits us. Let us consider 7 profound truths and insights as we explore this matter of profound significance, one that bridges the ancient texts of Scripture with the unfolding events of our modern world. Number 1, the prophetic significance of the Euphrates River. My friends, let's start our journey by understanding the Euphrates River's place in the Bible. As mentioned earlier, this river is not merely a physical body of water. It is a powerful symbol in God's prophetic word. In Genesis 15, verse 18, God makes a profound promise to Abram, who was later known as Abraham, stating, "To your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates." This promise wasn't just about land. It was a testament to the scope of God's blessings and sovereignty. So, the Euphrates is steeped in biblical history. We also read that it flows through the Garden of Eden as one of the four rivers mentioned in Genesis 2 verse 14, where it says, "The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher, and the fourth river is the Euphrates." We see here that the Euphrates River was part of the world's first paradise, a symbol of God's provision and bounty. As we reflect on its course through human history, we see a river that has observed the rise and fall of human fortunes, reminding us of the constancy of God in a changing world. In the prophecies of Jeremiah and Isaiah, the Euphrates is often mentioned in relation to judgment and divine intervention. Jeremiah 46, verse 6, speaks of calamity near the Euphrates, foreshadowing God's judgment on nations. The scripture says, "Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates." This powerful imagery from the Bible speaks to the inescapable nature of divine judgment and the limitations of human power and prowess. It serves a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Was a profound reminder that within God's sovereign plan, even the mightiest can stumble, further teaching us that our true refuge and strength lie not in our abilities, but in the steadfastness of the Lord. True security is found only in Him. This river, therefore, stands as a boundary, not just in a geographical sense, but also as a marker of divine judgment and mercy. The waters of the Euphrates have irrigated civilizations, fostering growth and life. Yet its significance in prophecy suggests that its role in the end times will be equally impactful, but in a different way. As the river that nurtured ancient Babylon, its drying up could symbolize the end of an era, the termination of systems and powers opposed to God's will. Now, the imagery of the Euphrates in Revelation is particularly striking. Revelation 9, verse 14, mentions the release of four angels bound at the great river Euphrates. This apocalyptic vision serves as a profound testament to the mystery of God's plans, which often transcend human understanding. Yet, they steadily advance towards their destined fulfillment. Therefore, the Euphrates is also a symbol of God's interaction with humanity, a testament to His promises, judgments, and the ultimate fulfillment of His divine plan. Number 2, the drying up of the Euphrates and the fall of Babylon. Now, let us turn our attention to a significant prophecy in Revelation 16, verse 12, where John the Revelator speaks of a time when the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up. This verse vividly illustrates the drying up of the Euphrates River as a strategic act by God to set the stage for the final battle, where the kings from the east can march unimpeded towards Armageddon. In other words, it's like a precursor to the final gathering of earthly powers for battle at Armageddon. My friends, the Battle of Armageddon, mentioned in Revelation 16, verse 16, is the culmination of this divine setup. It is where the forces of evil, rallied by the beast and the false prophet, will confront the armies of heaven, led by Christ himself. This confrontation is not just a physical battle, but a spiritual showdown, representing the ultimate triumph of God's righteousness over the wickedness of the world. In this context, the drying up of the river symbolizes the withdrawal of God's grace and sustenance from a world that has turned its back on him. It is a powerful reminder that earthly powers, no matter how strong or enduring they may seem, are ultimately subject to God's sovereignty. The river's drying up signals the end of human arrogance and the beginning of divine judgment. As we reflect on this prophecy, it's crucial to understand its relevance to our lives today. It serves as a call to righteousness and a warning against aligning ourselves with worldly powers that oppose God's will. It reminds us of the transient or fleeting nature of earthly kingdoms and the eternal nature of God's kingdom. This prophecy encourages us to be vigilant and faithful, standing firm in our faith as we await the fulfillment of God's ultimate plan for humanity. So, the drying up of the Euphrates is also symbolic of the removal of barriers, both physical and spiritual, as the river that sustained Babylon, its diminishing waters, could signify the downfall of systems and powers that stand in opposition to God's kingdom. Just as ancient Babylon fell, the spiritual Babylon of Revelation will also meet its end. This prophetic event connects deeply with the fall of Babylon, as mentioned in Isaiah and Jeremiah. Isaiah 44, verse 27 says, "Who says to the deep, 'Be dry, I will dry up your rivers.'" Therefore, this prophecy, while speaking to historical events, also resonates with the future fulfillment of God's judgment on the world's corrupt systems. My friends, in a time when we witness the literal drying up of the Euphrates, these prophecies take on a new dimension. They challenge us to reflect on the temporary nature of human power and the eternal sovereignty of God. The diminishing waters are a visual reminder of God's supremacy over all creation. As believers observing these events, we are reminded of the importance of aligning ourselves with God's will. The fall of Babylon is not just a historical or future event. It represents the ongoing struggle between godly and worldly systems. In this struggle, we are called to stand firm in our faith, rooted in the truth of God's word. The drying up of the Euphrates, therefore, serves as a powerful metaphor and a prophetic sign. It's a call to discernment and faithfulness, urging us to look beyond the immediate and perceive the workings of God's redemptive plan throughout history and in our present times. Number 3, the release of the four angels. In the unfolding mystery of Revelation, we encounter a chilling prophecy in Revelation 9, verses 13 to 15. The scripture says, "Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, 'Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.'" So, the four angels, who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, were released to kill a third of mankind. This mysterious passage speaks of four angels bound, waiting for a divinely appointed moment to act. These angels, once released, are said to bring about significant destruction, a part of the series of judgments during the end times. This prophecy underscores the seriousness of God's judgment and the significant influence of divine intervention on the course of human events. Interestingly, not too long ago, I had a dream about this event, and one aspect that remains vividly etched in my memory is the nature of the destruction. It was far from ordinary. When I think back to this dream, two words distinctly come to mind that could describe the devastation that I witnessed, swift and deadly. This vision serves as a stark reminder of the profound power of prophetic events, where divine intervention unfolds with both immediacy and irrevocable consequence, altering the course of history in a moment's breath. The location of these angels at the Euphrates is symbolic. It's not just a geographical marker, but a spiritual signpost indicating a pivotal moment in God's redemptive plan. The Euphrates, as a boundary and a source of life, here becomes a staging ground for judgment. This imagery challenges us to consider the nature of God's judgment. It's a reminder of His sovereignty and the certainty of His plans. Even as the Euphrates has been a source of life, it also becomes a symbol of judgment, showcasing the dual nature of God as both creator and judge. In these prophecies, we find a call to awareness and preparedness. As believers, we are urged to live in a state of readiness, understanding the signs of the times and aligning our lives with God's purposes. The release of the angels signifies a turning point, urging us to reflect on our own standing with God. Number 4, a barrier to invasion and symbol of God's timing. Historically, the Euphrates River has served as a formidable barrier, protecting lands and civilizations from invasions. In the spiritual sense, this river can be seen as a barrier, holding back forces of evil until God's appointed time. The drying up of the Euphrates, as prophesied in Revelation, can therefore be interpreted as God removing this barrier, allowing His divine plan to unfold. This act is a powerful illustration of God's sovereignty over history and His control over the timing of events. In Isaiah 22, verse 6, the scripture says, "Elam bore the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield." Here, we see a reference to Elam and Kir, which were regions beyond the Euphrates, known for their military strength. This scripture may represent a metaphor for the unleashing of suppressed forces, echoing across both historical and end times contexts. This aspect of the prophecy encourages us to trust in God's timing. Just as He controls the flow of the Euphrates, He also controls the flow of human history. Our role is not to fear the future, but to have faith in the one who holds the future. The drying up of the Euphrates, therefore, is not just a physical phenomenon, but a spiritual sign. It reminds us that no barrier is too great for God, and that at His command, even the mightiest of obstacles or barriers will give way to His purposes. As we reflect on this, let us find comfort in the knowledge that God is in control. The same God who set the boundaries of the Euphrates is the one who guides our steps. In His perfect timing, all things will come to pass, according to His divine will. Number 5. The Euphrates as a symbol of human rebellion and God's sovereignty. The Euphrates River, flowing through ancient regions notorious for rebellion against God, serves as a striking symbol of human defiance. From the Tower of Babel to the empires of Babylon and Assyria, this region has been central to stories of human pride and resistance to God's authority. Yet, in the grand narrative of the Bible, the Euphrates also symbolizes God's unyielding sovereignty. Despite human rebellion, God's plans remain unthwarted, as Isaiah 43, verse 2 assures us. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. This promise stands, even as the waters of the Euphrates have risen and receded through history. The drying up of the Euphrates in Revelation, therefore, can also be seen as a culmination of God's judgment against rebellion. It signifies the end of an era marked by the peak of human pride and godlessness, only to be subdued by the divine decree. This serves as a reminder for us today. Just as the Euphrates has been a witness to human arrogance, its prophesied drying up beckons us to humble ourselves before God, recognizing His ultimate authority over creation and history. We are therefore called to learn from the past, understanding that the defiance symbolized by the Euphrates will ultimately lead to downfall. This recognition should guide our actions and attitudes, steering us towards reverence, obedience, and trust in God's supreme power. Number 6. The Euphrates as a boundary between nations and God's plan for unity. Throughout the Bible, the Euphrates River has served as a significant boundary between nations. In biblical times, it marked the edge of the Promised Land, defining the extent of Israel's territorial reach as ordained by God. This is exemplified in Deuteronomy 1 verse 7, where God commands, "Turn and take your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all their neighbors in the Arabah. In the hill country and in the lowland and in the Negeb and by the sea coast, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates." However, apart from its significance as a mere geographical marker, it represents the diversity of God's creation and His plan for unity among nations. The river has witnessed the rise and fall of empires, each with its unique culture and identity, yet all part of God's greater plan. Therefore, from a different perspective, the drying up of the Euphrates in Revelation could symbolize the breaking down of barriers that have historically divided nations. It invites us to envision a future where God's kingdom brings together people from every tribe, tongue, and nation, fulfilling the promise of Revelation 7 verse 9. The Bible says, "After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands." This aspect of prophecy reminds us that God's ultimate plan is not for division, but for unity and diversity. The Euphrates, therefore, becomes a metaphor for the obstacles that separate us, which will one day be removed, allowing for the unhindered flow of God's redemptive purpose. In our world today, where division and strife are rampant, this message holds particular relevance. It encourages us as believers to be agents of reconciliation, working towards the unity that God desires among His people. Therefore, the Euphrates serves as a reminder of our calling to bridge divides, to extend the love and grace of God across boundaries, and to look forward to the day when all barriers will fall and God's kingdom will reign in perfect unity. And number 7, the Euphrates and the implications for believers in the context of end times. As we delve into the prophecy concerning the Euphrates River, particularly its drying up in the end times as outlined in Revelation, it's essential to ponder what this means for us today as modern believers. The Bible often speaks in terms that transcend time and place, and the symbolism of the Euphrates is no exception. Revelation 16, verse 12 presents a vivid picture, but how does it relate to our lives in the here and now? First, the drying up of the Euphrates challenges us to reflect on where we place our trust, in the fleeting powers of this world or in the eternal sovereignty of God. Secondly, this prophecy encourages vigilance and spiritual preparedness. Jesus, in Matthew 24, verses 42 to 44, urges us to stay awake, for we do not know on what day our Lord is coming. The drying up of the Euphrates serves as a reminder of the unpredictability of these events and the importance of being spiritually alert and ready. Additionally, this aspect of prophecy invites us to deeper prayer and intercession for our world. As we see signs of the times unfolding, our response should be one of prayerful engagement, asking for God's guidance for ourselves and for nations and for the salvation of souls. The Euphrates prophecy also calls for a reevaluation of our priorities and lifestyles. In a world increasingly characterized by materialism and self-reliance, the drying river is a stark reminder of the temporary nature of earthly things. It beckons us to prioritize our spiritual life and our relationship with God, because the other things won't even matter. This prophecy opens up opportunities for witnessing and sharing our faith. As people around us observe these changes and wonder about their significance, we have a unique opportunity to share the hope and truth of the gospel, explaining how these events tie into God's grand plan of redemption. This connection is vital, as it demonstrates how the fulfillment of prophecy is not just a sign of impending judgment, but more importantly, a call to salvation and a reminder of God's redemptive love for all humanity through Christ. My friends, the Euphrates River is not just a physical entity, but a profound symbol in the biblical narrative. Its recent drying up in our times invites us to reflect on the unfolding of biblical prophecy in our world. These events remind us of the power, sovereignty, and faithfulness of God. They call us to a deeper understanding of His Word and a stronger commitment to His ways. As we witness these prophetic signs, let us be stirred to faith and action. Let us embrace the lessons of the past, the promises of the present, and the hope of the future, all woven around this ancient river. The Euphrates, with all its history, reminds us of the constant presence of God in our lives, guiding us through the waters of change towards His eternal kingdom. May we, therefore, look upon the Euphrates not just as a river in the Middle East, but as a living, flowing testament to God's unchanging purpose and unfailing love for us all. It is a call for us to trust in God's sovereignty, to remain spiritually vigilant, to engage in prayer, to realign our priorities, and to be bold in our witness. Let us embrace these challenges with faith and courage, knowing that in every change and uncertainty, God is working out His perfect plan. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, O Lord my God, You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Master of all history, and the Keeper of time. I give You all glory, honor, and praise. Omnipotent Lord, You control the rivers, the seas, and all of creation, and shapes the destiny of nations. You are the rock of my salvation, the fortress of my life, and I praise your holy name with all that I am. Thank you, Father, for your manifold blessings, for the breath of life, and for the beauty of creation. I am grateful for your love that endures forever, for your grace that saves me, and for your mercy that sustains me. Your faithfulness is a shield around me, and I give thanks for your unwavering presence in my life. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have faltered and strayed from your path. Cleanse my heart from every sin and renew a right spirit within me. I also forgive those who have wronged me, letting go of bitterness and embracing your peace and freedom. Help me, Lord, to discern the signs of the times and to understand the implications of your word for our lives today. Grant me the wisdom to navigate the challenges of this world, keeping my eyes fixed on the promise of your coming kingdom. In the face of changing global power and shifts, strengthen my faith and deepen my reliance on you. Lord, I thank you for your daily provisions and benefits. Deliver me from all evil, from all sickness and disease, and from all the plans and traps of the enemy. Lead me away from temptation and help me to overcome the trials of life. Lord, protect me in my comings and goings. Cover me and my loved ones under your wings and build a hedge of protection around us. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, united in your love, interceding for one another, and seeking your face in unity. Father, guide us as we navigate the challenges of these times. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, granting wisdom, strength, and discernment. Help us to recognize the signs of the times and to respond with faith and courage. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear, worry, anxiety, and doubt, and we claim the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. In a world that is ever-changing, Lord, be our constant and sure foundation. May your spirit move powerfully across the earth, bringing salvation to souls, opening hearts to your truth, and bringing redemption and hope in every corner of our world. We trust in your sovereign hand to lead us, guide nations, and bring about your ultimate purpose for all creation. We claim victory over every obstacle in our lives, declaring your healing power and your restorative grace. Protect us, Lord, from the snares of the enemy. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, empower us to be your hands and feet in this world, to spread your love and to share the hope of the gospel. Help us to stand firm in our faith, to be vigilant in prayer, and to live lives that honor you. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.